This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Off hour number two in studio. It's Daryl
and Chris,
and we've been talking about gerrymandering, and we're probably going to continue talking about just because there's been so much in the news recently about gerrymandering, because, well, there have been some court rulings about it. North Carolina federal court said that the districts drawn in North Carolina, yep, those were drawn using partisan gerrymandering, and you can't do that, dot, 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 in this specific case.
That's how it goes.
There are two cases pending in the U.S. Supreme Court, and there was a case in Pennsylvania that also alleged partisan gerrymandering, but guess what? That court didn't agree with the court down in North Carolina. We'll jump into that and, of course, your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Skype. Speaking of Pennsylvania, we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That'd be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, brother Darrell.
Yep, already mentioned that it was the Commonwealth about three times earlier. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just thinking about that. Very important. Brother Chris.
Yes, sir.
Ricky.
I know.
All right, now check this out, brother.
Go
you
ahead.
Know, I was here the other night, and, you know, it was a long time. Now, I remember last time I talked to you about this, I talked about running for a certain District 189. Well, you know what? I just contacted my campaign manager today because Oprah Winfrey says she's going to run for president, it looks like. Well, you know what? I see where the Democratic Party needs to go. You know what I mean? Back to their roots. You know, I'm a Dixiecrat. You know, Brother Chris?
I would have never guessed that, particularly since you're north of the Mason-Dixon line, but go ahead.
Well, I'm an anti-federalist, and what would an anti-federalist be for? Now, if I'm elected, I'll tell you this. If I get on the ballot, I will be elected. First of all, legalization without any taxation of cannabis. I want all the money to go to the Commonwealth for farming. So does the congressman's office. But also, I want to deregulate alcohol. I finally want to get rid of the liquor to control board and this corruption with that damn stupidity of that license.
Oh, it's horrible in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's another thing, too. So, you know, I've used it to blow away the policy of the bus company. But, you know, I'm going to go up there, and I will try my best to introduce bills, and I will talk to my other constituents. I can guarantee it. But everybody deserves to protect themselves. Everybody. And I'm going to try to do something unprecedented in Pennsylvania, because we have Section 1, 21, and 25, and 26, and they are absolutely the state in the middle. It isn't the Commonwealth. It isn't the Federalists. It's a damn state. And I'm tired of it. Now, if you're a felon, if you want to go to a gun shop, you go buy a gun there. Because I'm not going to. I hope there's some stupid ones who do. You know, it'll be easy to catch them. Everybody has the right to protect themselves if you're free on the street.
No argument.
I'm gonna go, there's more. Rosemary Brown, my would-be opponent, when I go on the ballot, she gets paid $87.5 a year. My answer? I don't believe that's right. You know, I don't have any interest in making money.
No, I think it is right. I think she does make $87.5 a year.
She is. And you know what my answer is? Here's what I look at it. You know, I do what I do and put my ass out there for free now. I'm going to put my ass out there then. And every single vote that I push through on every single bill that I vote on will be absolute to the constitutional rights in those 28 sections of a Pennsylvanian, regardless of what the damn state says. That's how I will vote. And people can look, because as far as I'm concerned, you know, if they think I'm not voting right and I'm not voting to keep my promises, hey, there you go. I got 2 years. I don't get in there long. You know? And, I mean, I'm tired of it. You know, everybody has the right to protect themselves. You know, Pennsylvania, if we remove the damn state, the only time the word state is mentioned in any of our stuff is in Section 21. It's appropriate. You know? That's the only time. And it's to make it obvious with those prepositions. Yeah, you need to defend yourself against the state because the state's an enemy. And, yeah, I'll tell you another thing, too. You know, it's not going to be a main focus point of me. But you know what? I'm going to be wearing and embracing the Southern Cross. Plenty of people know me. And if I'm asked, I say, definitely, the state, the enemy.
Hold on. So you're going to wear that as a cape when you go to the state house?
I embrace my body into it.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Hold on. Ricky. I wanted to know if he was running as a Republican or a Democrat. Is he going to try to go against the incumbent?
He did say Democrat. He also said anti-federalist. And he threw around a bunch of terms and... Yeah.
Well, in either case, I mean, that district in the last, let me see, since 1969 has had three Democrats and two Republicans. Currently, the seat's held by Rosemary Brown, who he mentioned, who is a Republican. So, Ricky, all I can say, if you're still listening, is please run. Please run and make sure you have somebody out there filming and posting to YouTube.
And make sure you get all of your petition signatures properly in order, because Pennsylvania does require major party candidates to collect signatures.
Yep.
And chances are that somebody will wind up challenging your petitions, which means that you will then have to pay court costs out of pocket as the defendant.
I'm not concerned with any of that. I just want to see Ricky's campaign. I want to follow it. I want to see it from start to finish. I don't want to miss a minute of this, Ricky. Everything you do, carry a camera, a phone with you, get other people to help you out, but just document
and
this.
And YouTube channel.
Should the Federalists defeat you, then you'll be able to put together an outstanding documentary of how twisted this, I nearly said state, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has become, and your efforts to fix it.
So. Twisted like a gerrymandered congressional district, maybe?
Something like that, yes.
As we did mention, the federal courts upheld Pennsylvania's gerrymandered congressional districts. Story here from WHYY. A panel of federal judges upheld the congressional district map on Wednesday in a 2-1 split decision, saying it was constitutional. In the majority decision, Chief Judge D. Brooke Smith ruled that the plaintiff's claim is a political question, inappropriate for the courts. Smith wrote, "The structural change plaintiffs seek must come from the political branch or the political process itself, not the courts." So basically,
that's just kind of punting.
They wound up washing their hands of this and saying, yeah, I know that we're the courts and it's been construed here in the United States of America that courts are supposed to make these decisions, but this is a decision that we don't wish to make, so therefore, no.
Yeah, and that's not unusual. Oftentimes, courts will not want to take on a hot issue, so they can answer the way this court did. And sometimes I do believe they rightfully leave it up to what the Constitution may say in a given circumstance,
right,
which may be that this is the responsibility of the legislature, not up to the courts to decide. So I sort of one-handed clapped them for that.
In this particular case, a group of about 20 Pennsylvania voters from around the state claimed lawmakers intentionally rigged the map in favor of Republicans over Democrats in an effort they believed violated the U.S. Constitution. The arguments hinged on a novel interpretation of the Elections Clause, which grants state legislatures the power to set rules regarding the time, place, and manner of congressional elections. Attorneys for the plaintiffs argued that the clause limits state governments, though, to procedural rules and prevents it from interfering with or manipulating election outcomes.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's pretty vague. I mean, there is not much in the Constitution other than delegating that power to the state's legislatures to determine how they're going to do it.
Time, place, and manner of congressional elections. But, yeah, you can go ahead and manipulate the outcomes all you want, as long as you're not, somehow something, time, place, and manner.
Yeah.
Everybody named Chris is prohibited from voting.
And there are a lot of parts of the U.S. Constitution that are vague, and some of those work in your favor, some of it works against you.
And more from this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on political partisan gerrymandering? This is Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we had somebody call in earlier to ask us about cryptocurrencies, specifically Bitcoin. Well, You know a great place that you can go to get all kinds of news about cryptocurrencies? News.bitcoin.com. Headline from earlier today, Venezuela, and we talked about the Petro that Venezuela is going to roll out here. It's going to be a pre-mine. They're pre-mining.
Of course.
And launching it in 6 weeks. That is the headline if you actually jump into the article. Apparently, the Venezuelan cryptocurrency was declared illegal, but Nicolas Maduro has announced plans to go ahead with a pre-mine of the Petro and launch it in the next 6 weeks. The Venezuelan superintendent of cryptocurrencies and related activities announced during a Venezuelona de Televisión broadcast on Wednesday. The Petro will not be mineable, but will be pre-mined. That is, the complete emission will be under control of the country. In addition, it will be assigned with a procedure similar to that of an auction. And continuing, in the period of a month and a half, the sale of the Petro cryptocurrency will take place, and people will be able to create their digital wallets. You can read all about that and more. Kodak. You know Kodak, the camera company. They've apparently launched their own cryptocurrency. And I saw on Twitter that apparently they're selling some cryptocurrency mining rig at the CES show in Vegas that's going on right now.
Yeah, that's going to be part of it. A couple other notes on this whole story. The Venezuelan story. The parliament has called the president's $5.9 billion Petro cryptocurrency, quote, a new fraud. Shocking.
Yeah, that a legislative body would wind up telling the truth.
Yeah. The other thing, regarding the Kodak thing, yeah, they are including a $3,400 miner, which does not make economic sense. The act of mining requires a lot of electricity.
Yes.
And based on the payouts, you basically split any rewards from the mining equipment with Kodak. So it doesn't even make economic sense to do. So
yeah.
Not sure where they're at with that.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Tyson calling in from Grand Pass, Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with
your
thoughts.
That's got to be Grants Pass.
Yeah, Grants Pass, Oregon.
I've been there.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so the dog rape epidemic, I mean, it's getting out of hand, you know.
Hold on, what epidemic? What epidemic are you talking about here?
The dog rape epidemic, you know, with all these refugees coming in here?
No, I don't know about any dog rape epidemic at all. Where are you getting this news?
Yeah, please source
your mom. My mom's giving me this news, you know, when we go to church, you know. They have all these rants. They go, These damn refugees.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Dan calling in from Nebraska. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, thank you, Daryl. So the other day, I was driving home from university, and I guess I just realized, like, on the side of the road that they started putting up these ordinances now that you cannot stand on the median. And, you know, I like this because the people of Omaha for the past, I don't know how many years, since we've elected our mayor and much before that, they were all promising, you know, we're going to get the panhandlers off the median. It's kind of threatening when you drive, you know, up to the thing and you got to stop at the light. They're standing right there. They could break into your car.
Does that happen often?
Well, somebody could also jump out of the car next to you at a red light and break into your car.
That's okay. Go ahead, caller. I'm sorry.
Would there be any way in a libertarian society that there would be no panhandlers standing on the medians, or would this be an issue that I'd always have to deal with in such a society is really the question.
I don't have a problem with the existence of panhandlers. Hold on. Let me try to answer the question. So I wouldn't, you know, try imposing any kind of rule to get rid of panhandlers. But there certainly could be things such as business owners actually owning the sidewalk in front of their business, saying you're not allowed, you know, in the front of my business. Or if roads were privately owned by, you know, say Walmart, because what does Walmart want? They want customers to show up to their business. How do you get to your get to their business? By driving on a road. So right. there are all kinds of things that are kind of assumed by the question that either medians would still exist, or if medians do exist, would they be publicly owned? Would they be privately owned? So there has to be, you know, a bunch of stuff that needs to be answered before answering the question of would panhandlers stand in a median?
Right. Now, I think we'd kind of like to throw that back to you. I mean, can you imagine ways that you could reduce the problem without saying we need the state to step in and come up with a new law? Daryl laid out a couple different options there.
To be honest, like, I like the idea of private roads. It's actually a pretty good solution to the problem, in my own opinion anyway. You know, I guess. So thank you for that idea. I really don't know another way in the system as it exists now, because, you know, if somebody else, like, the way it was before, there was, like, no way any of the officers here would ever had, like, the reason to shoo them off of the median. So there's really no other thing that anybody, that the people here could have done.
So let me ask this question, Dan. How exactly, and I realize you might not have the text of the ordinance in front of you, but do you know how the ordinance is written to where it only applies to panhandlers and not, say, someone trying to cross the street that isn't able to cross all four lanes of traffic or six lanes or however many, and they have to stand in the median for some period of time?
Well, the original problem was that basically, there are these certain intersections that are always being bothered with them. So this actually doesn't even apply to most of them in the city, although people have been asking all of the mayoral candidates if they will do anything about it happening all over the city. This has only been tried on one street as of this particular ordinance.
Right.
But I think that literally just use the crosswalk and wait for the light. And, you know, I mean, unless you're going to be standing there panhandling all day, if you run across the street, run across the street again, I'm pretty sure that you're not going to get called here. And the OPD usually are not the type to get on people for petty things like this.
Dan, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know what annoys me? Not the panhandlers, but when the government bureaucrats stand there with the boot doing some kind of weird fundraising drive while saying panhandlers are the problem.
Ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He is me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And if you like the fact that there is a libertarian talk radio show on about 170 radio stations across the country, and you want that show, I'm talking about Free Talk Live. If you want that show to be on even more broadcast radio stations, you can help do that by joining the AMP program. AMP is Advertise, Market, and Promote, and that $5 a month or more winds up being used to help advertise, market, and promote the show to program directors that wind up making decisions that do wind up adding us to new radio stations. And we've actually got one that hopefully we will be able to announce early next week. Again, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to join or find out more about what exactly the AMP program entails and some of the perks that do exist. Daryl and Chris in studio tonight, and we started off talking about North Carolina because there was the court ruling that was that ruling yesterday, Tuesday, just a couple of days ago.
There you go.
Where the three-judge panel in a split decision said that the North Carolina districts had been drawn using partisan gerrymandering. And, you know, I just saw headline that North Carolina could wind up moving their primary from May to sometime later in the year because there are so many things that are still unresolved with districts and election-related things there in North Carolina.
Can we translate that to, we aren't confident we can rig the election in such a short time, so we may have to push it back so we can rig it in our favor?
Not necessarily. So there's definitely that thing, but there was also something that passed earlier. I think it was November, December of last year, dealing with election of judges and something else to where something was, I forget exactly what was removed about members of the state election board, and the governor originally vetoed because of that particular thing, and then the legislature overrode the veto, and that created some problem because, well, how do we now determine who's on the Board of Elections because it's no longer as it was? And there's just a lot of problems with election laws in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they might wind up moving the primary, and that also winds up having the intended consequence, maybe, of giving more time to actually wind up fairly drawing the district boundaries for state house and U.S. House, because, again, the court said you've got 2 weeks to draw this because filing deadlines are coming up.
Right.
So if they wind up moving the primary, then that also has the effect of moving the filing deadlines, which then gives a little bit more time to draw these districts in a manner that the court winds up saying, yeah, that's good. And also talking about the ruling out of Pennsylvania where, again, there was a court case arguing that Pennsylvania's congressional districts were drawn in an unconstitutional gerrymandered way. But WHYY reports the court disagreed with the plaintiff's legal theory and said that the courts should not interfere. The head judge here says, when federal courts step in, they do so at the risk of muddying the waters, potentially providing state legislatures with enough cover to argue that their hands are tied by the courts and that they're not responsible for a controversial map. Attorneys for the plaintiffs say they plan to appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and some of this, it seems as though they're sort of arguing at a straw man.
Of course.
Of, well, if we wind up saying that the legislature screwed up, the legislature is just going to wind up saying that we have tied their hands.
Of course. And this is how it goes. And, you know, this really is, based on our current system, something that is left up to the states in the U.S. Constitution. If you want to make changes to it, if you think this is absurd and ridiculous, get involved in your system. Talk to your legislatures and see where they stand on this stuff. And if they like it, if they love it, vote them out. Get a new set of bums in there.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be different. Unlikely, but maybe.
And WHYY says the ruling comes on the heels of a unanimous decision out of North Carolina. But when I pulled up the decision, there was something that said, for these reasons, I must dissent. So the 205-page ruling appears as though it was not unanimous, but WHYY says that it was. Again, that ruling struck down that state's congressional map as unconstitutional partisan gerrymandering. Plaintiff's attorney Alice Ballard, in a written statement, said, "We filed this suit because we believe the elections clause prohibits gerrymandering. In North Carolina, three judges said it did. In Pennsylvania, two judges said it did not, and a third agreed with us. Four agree with our legal position on the elections clause. Two do not. Only the Supreme Court can make the final decision." The article continues by saying that Pennsylvania's map is often cited as one of the most egregious examples of partisan gerrymandering in the United States. During the case proceedings, two high-level Republican staffers admitted that the map was created using partisan data, including past election results down to the voting precinct level. But they said that data was just one of many factors they considered, including equal population in each district, protecting incumbents, and following the Voting Rights Act. The actual data that was used to create the map was revealed in the case, obtained through court order. Questions remain, though, about exactly how it was used to shape the districts.
It's just more of the same. You know, that's all I got to say. We've been through, we've talked about two separate cases.
Yes.
We've got two distinctly different decisions by federal judges. We're hoping, I guess somebody's hoping, that the Supreme Court is going to magically jump into this and fix everything and make it not be a completely and obviously rigged system that benefits whatever party happens to be in power at a given time. But it's not going to change it. It
right.
is going to provide a little bit of entertainment to those of us who are silly enough to follow these types of things and occasionally hope that a good ruling comes out, but it's unlikely, you know? I hate to sound jaded.
Another battle over the state's congressional districts will continue next week when the Pennsylvania Supreme Court will hear arguments in a similar case. So it appears that this thing in Pennsylvania is being challenged at every level possible.
Right.
And I'm not going to hold my breath that the courts actually wind up making the right decision.
Me either.
Head to the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Dawson, who is watching via Twitch. Go ahead, Dawson, with your thoughts. Dawson, go ahead with your thoughts. Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
So, I would like to hear your guys' opinions on the border wall that Trump's planning on putting up to keep all these immigrants out.
Mm-hmm. My thoughts are there should not be a wall on the border to keep anybody out, because any border wall that can keep somebody out can also
keep
people
in.
Think about the Berlin Wall. That was not built to keep people from leaving East Germany to West Germany. No. That was built and called the Anti-Fascist Protection Rampart. We've got to keep them out. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we just had somebody call in to ask a question about border walls, which led me to find a list of five things you might not know about the Berlin Wall, the most famous border wall probably of all time. And before we get into that, I want to invite you to join some of the Free Talk Live hosts in Acapulco. That's in Acapulco, Mexico, February 15th through the 18th for the main event. No border walls there. Make Anarchy Great Again with speakers like G. Edward Griffin, Ron Paul, Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, many, many more. Also live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hustle, and more. Again, happening February 15th through the 18th at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. And there's also some add-ons. Here, there's a health and wellness retreat, something being called Crypto Polco, Change Media University, and an Amazonian ceremony called the Snake and the Jaguar. Your results at Anarchapulco may vary, but something that doesn't change is the 10% off you get with when you use code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL to get 10% off. So, what are five things about the Berlin Wall that you probably did not know? This comes from the UK Telegraph from about 6.5 years ago.
Breaking news.
The East German authorities denied they were planning it, then rubber stamped it 6 weeks later. On June 15, 1961, Walter Ulbricht, the Socialist Unity Party's first secretary and German Democratic Republic State Council chairman, said at a press conference with international media, and they have this written in German, but luckily there is a translation where the translated version of what he said is, "No one has the intention of erecting a wall." On August 12th, he signed the order to do just that. 6 weeks later.
People change their minds, Daryl. happens.
The Berlin Wall was also known as the Anti-Fascist Protection Rampart, or in German, Anti-Fascisticher Schutzwall. The West Berlin city government sometimes referred to it as the Wall of Shame, a reference to its restriction on freedom of movement. There was a recognized illness called Mauerkrankheit, Wall Sickness, sufferers of which are afraid of confined spaces and crowds. The psychiatrist in an East Berlin mental hospital, Dr. Dickfried Meiler-Hagermann, said it was an East German illness with symptoms including depression, delusions of persecution, and repeated suicide attempts. Number four, in between the two walls that made up the barrier, was an area known as the Death Strip. The Death Strip was covered with rake sand or gravel, which made footprints of the defectors easy to find and offered wall guards a clear line of fire. Beds of nails were also placed under balconies overhanging the Death Strip. And a total of five thousand people successfully defected from East Berlin to West Berlin. Using a variety of methods, including digging long tunnels under the wall, drifting over in hot air balloons, or flying in ultralights, sliding along aerial wires, and on one occasion, simply driving a sports car at full speed through the first basic fortifications.
Jeez.
So those are five things you probably did not know about the Berlin Wall. And I think the one that's most surprising to so many people is number two, that it was referred to as the Anti-Fascist Protection Rampart by the East Berliners.
Well, it doesn't surprise me because socialism, communism are evil. There is no cuddly, warm socialism. You may think that. You may think that, well, no, the Swedish forms are pretty accessible. The Scandinavian models are, those are kind of nice. And, you know, Bernie Sanders, I mean, he looks like my grandpa. What could be evil about it? It is evil. It takes people's will away from them, right, and puts it in the hands of the state. And this is something that must be fought at every turn, and I'm not coming across as, I don't mean to come across as a, you know, raging neocon on this. I'm not. I'm saying this as a someone with libertarian principles. This is an evil that if we allow it to take hold, it destroys lives and it kills people. Ballpark number, 100 million people. Ballpark died in the 20th century.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, under socialism. That's a number that, you know, of course, Hitler contributed to that number, but we compare that number to the Holocaust, and it pales. It's right. Just insane.
How many people wound up dying in Mao's march across China?
I want to say 20 to 40 million.
How many people died in Stalin and Lenin's,
I think,
you know,
it was a
power?
Similar number there, too. And it's not, we want to think of it, a lot of people will think of socialism as caring for your fellow man and doing what you can to take care of him. But when the state attempts to take care of you, you get the unintended consequences, and it destroys lives. Look at the people in Venezuela, look at the people all over the world that have lived under this horrible system of government.
Right, and you mentioned, you know, when the state tries to take care of you, there are unintended consequences. Former libertarian presidential candidate Harry Brown used to say, the government breaks your leg and hands you a crutch and then says, aren't you glad you can walk now? Look, you have a crutch.
Right, and that's the only thing they have to offer. Unfortunately, there's a lot of financial and power enticements for people to implement those systems, and it's just one of those things that we have to be wary of whenever anybody comes up and says, we're from the government and we're here to help.
Yeah.
That's your first clue to be skeptical.
Let's go to the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Andrew calling in from Wichita, Kansas. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, can you hear me well?
Yep, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I would like to cuss out the Democrats for picking another billionaire TV host to compete against Donald Trump against.
You can't cuss at anyone because we are on broadcast radio. You said you want to cuss out the Democrats. I'm just saying that you can say mean things about them, but just no profanity.
So what's wrong with a Oprah presidency?
A billionaire goofball TV host.
Well, wasn't that Trump's suggestion back in the late 90s that Oprah run for president?
Oh, I don't know.
He ran for president that first time in the year 2000 that he conveniently forgot about on Twitter a few days ago.
Right.
Well, so what do you think?
Go ahead.
It's my turn. One of my complaints is that... In Donald Trump's show, he was given the opportunity to get a job, The Apprentice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did with the job performance and whatnot, and whoever won the job performance thing would get a job that was desirable for the people that were involved with it. And also, Oprah, with her show, she was giving away cars for everyone that was involved with it.
Yeah.
And if you take the phrase, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for one day. If you teach a man to fish, like Donald Trump was trying to do, the phrase ends with, why didn't you just give him the EBT card?
I don't think that's how the phrase goes.
No,
but
no,
do you
actually,
hold on, Andrew.
From the EBT card is free, right?
Right.
Do you think that Donald Trump was actually giving these millionaires jobs that they wanted? Because most of the people, wasn't it the Celebrity Apprentice to where everybody was already some really rich, famous person trying to get a job with Donald Trump?
Well, they may have been famous, but I don't think all of them were rich.
But at the end, it was.
Yeah, I watched the original Apprentice for a couple seasons.
Isn't the phrase, if you teach, or if you give a man a fish, you feed him for one day?
Right.
I think if you teach a man to fish, you feed him for the rest of his life. Thank you for the call, Andrew. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, and didn't Trump tweet something earlier today that caused some trouble? We'll tell you about it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.